I'm very excited about this bottom of the hour segment, literally bottom.
Keyword bottom.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. We're going to have our butts red.
Right. Not painted, but red.
Right. They won't be painted red.
No, of course not.
They won't be slapped until they're red like a monkey.
That's extra.
Right.
That's extra.
This is the world's only rumpologist.
What the hell can you tell from a rump?
I don't know if there's school for rumpology or how this works.
Yeah. Why do you have an apprentice?
Why do you go into that field? What are the pitfalls?
Apparently there's energy around the butt.
Yeah, I mean,
is that what she said?
Yes. She needs to read the energy and the shape of the butt.
The energy of the butt. Yeah, that old pickup line. Yeah, let me read the energy of your butt. You have to hold it for a little bit.
I instantly deleted AJ's ass from my phone.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
We've been through some weird stuff together
over the years.
And
yes.
That, I think, was the... I hope it's the only time I've ever had your ass on my phone.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I thought to myself, you know, I never want to be somewhere and, like, showing someone a picture.
And all of a sudden,
and then it's...
That pops up.
Oh, is that AJ's ass?
No, yeah. No. I was covering a battle helmet.
Skip that one. Right.
Maybe a bottle rocket misfire picture.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. But that was an action shot. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a glamour shot. Yeah.
No, you're right.
Exactly.
I have had his ass in my phone.
Right. When I did the thong thing in Riverhead many, many years ago, that was not on your phone. That was on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when your ass is in my phone, when I put my phone to my head, it's like having your ass against my head.
Right. Do you feel warm?
It's very weird.
Were you able to read anything during that moment?
So this lady's coming on. We had to send her pictures yesterday of our rumps.
I feel so cheap.
In tight underwears.
Right.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. And guess what color underwears I have on?
Black.
Yes. AJ?
Like Superman blue. Yeah,
that color, he's doing this whole thing blue, like Superman. Superman's underwears are red.
Right. But the color of his suit is blue.
Right.
And that's how I'm... Do you know what color blue it is? Right. Wasn't my first choice. I just grabbed what was clean and threw them on.
Are you six?
Am I what?
These are my Superman underwears.
I'm just using it as a reference point, just the color.
Right.
I don't tuck a towel in the back of my shirt and like put my arms out and run around the room.
Right.
Like you do.
I'm worried your underwears aren't tight enough for her to read the energy around your bum.
I did.
Actually saw the picture.
I did.
I showed Jennifer last night.
Who didn't you show Phil?
I didn't see it.
I didn't show Phil.
Oh, Lord.
But that's pretty brave having blue underwears, no?
Well, I also have striped ones.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah. It came with a pack. You know, you buy the pack, it comes with different colors. I have a cranberry one, I have blue.
It's like different flavors.
I have striped ones.
And do you decide in the morning, like,
I'm
in a blue mood today.
No, I just grab whatever's on top, nice and clean, and I throw it on.
Gotcha.
You don't try to, like, match with your shirt or something?
As long as there's no holes and it's clean, I'm good.
Hey, Phil, can you find a video of this lady giving a reading? I think there's one. Do you have one, Ashley?
You're
looking at me like you do.
Kind of curious.
Let's hear how she reads the butt.
Right. Did she go?
So
she's like smacking them. I see. They're firm.
Yeah, because there's a video of her on, I think, YouTube of her reading one in person live on like a television show.
I don't want the word tube my ass in the same sentence. Thank you.
But she can tell your future.
Right.
By looking at your ass.
It's astrology, yes.
Yeah, astrology.
Yes.
It's coming up.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
All right.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Woman reads asses. Now, she's not a dumbass. She reads asses. Some of them are dumb.
Some of them are smart.
Yeah, we're very excited about having her.
Some are lazy.
So we are not making fun of her.
Some are big.
But a rumpologist is coming on.
Yes.
And we have some audio of her reading an ass.
Right.
Okay, now.
What just happened?
What do you think?
They dropped his drawers?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Just checking.
It's one of those like morning TV shows, it looks like.
So
like
it's a live show. Read.
They say they've just like pulled someone out of the audience, but I have a feeling
it's
this guy was lined
up.
Yeah. So he just took his pants down, and now she's going to read.
Could you tell us something about John?
I feel John at the moment is either moving house or thinking about moving house. I feel also there's a big holiday coming up, and I feel this is a guy's holiday.
I can't understand what she's saying.
It's a big holiday coming up, guys.
He's moving house.
He's moving house.
Thinking about moving,
moving houses.
Right. Oh, is that slang for have to poop? Can I move house?
She's
British. I've got an empty rump.
Wait, what is she? Wait, what?
He's
What's
moving.
Happening?
She says he's going to move.
Oh,
yeah.
He's going to move.
Prediction.
I'm like, he's a house mover?
Yeah, no, he's going to move. He's going to move from his house.
All right.
Hey, that's coming up crazy in future.
Is this all right? Are you moving house or are you going on holiday?
I'm not moving house. We were meant to go on holiday Monday, but we missed the flight.
Oh, my word.
I can't understand these people.
So,
oh my God, I feel like I'm drunk.
They were going to go on vacation, but he missed the flight. He was going to go on vacation on Monday, but he missed the flight.
Right. Well, they also dropped
But that's not moving.
No, that's a holiday.
Right.
She said a holiday.
She said like a man's holiday.
Exactly.
Like a bachelor party or
man's holiday.
Oh, thank you. If you'd like to go back, Darius, if you'd like to come and join us.
That was quick.
That was it.
Well, they have a finite time, I think.
That was it?
So there's another guy coming up here.
Apparently it was a long-ass day. No.
He had a small ass.
Right.
He won't take his shorts down.
It was asterisk.
So she's got her hands now near his butt.
Well, she's feeling the energy.
I'll touch over.
Yes, touch over the curl.
Yeah, okay. Right. I just feel with you, Darius, that you're going to do a lot more work, and I feel actually you're going to promote people as well, because it just feels like in the next few years that you're going to have your own company that produces records.
Can I see where you feel that? Which one is it?
That was the host came in.
Yes, apparently so, yeah.
All right.
Huh.
So she's not really telling the future. She's saying what's going on in your life right now.
She looks like it.
Fortune teller.
All right, but I already know that. I already know what's going on in my life. You don't have to tell me.
I'd be like, you know, I see you're going to poop soon.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You're going to go, you know, going to use your butt sometime today.
That was close.
Thank you.
That's her reading the butts now.
Right. You have a tight end. You're going to be a wide receiver someday.
My ass hasn't sounded like this in a long time.
Right.
This is tight.
You bounce a quarter of it.
I found another video. There's a guy lying on a table now.
Oh, good. All right.
No, not you, sir. You're worried about your rear. Not being quite the rear of the year that Melinda's is. Okay, go on.
Okay, well, it's basically this cheek here, the superficial lines that I can see, and the shape of the bottom as well.
Okay.
So
is it very much like your mound of Venus, if you like? Is that what that's called, the one on the hand?
That's right, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Wait, the mound of Venus?
Mound of Venus, I don't know.
See, that's why I'm worried your underwear weren't tight enough, AJ, because she reads the lines.
She's not going to see your mound of Venus.
Right.
He did say Venus.
If I flip around, she's the one that rhymes with it.
The mound. Yeah, Venus. Okay.
Thank you, yes.
Go ahead. Oh, so you're saying AJ might have to take a fresh one?
Perhaps.
Can't take a fresh one. We need to just text it over?
Yeah, you're alone in that studio.
You email it.
You gotta be kidding me, really.
But didn't she need them in advance?
Yeah, she needs to read them.
Well,
let's see what happens. Maybe she can read mine.
All right.
Which apparently, well, this one's very high, isn't it, my love? So clearly I'm generous and spirited and gregarious like most Sagittarians. Is that the same thing?
It is. Very similar.
Okay. Right. Go on in, okay. Sam.
Well, I would say that in the past he has been hurt with this cheek.
Hold it.
Right.
This cheek.
Going inside?
He's been hurt?
I think she analyzes each cheek at a time.
Oh.
Did he say going inside?
He said go on in, Sam.
Right.
To the guest.
Right, go on in. Examine his buttocks.
Towards the guest.
Actually,
I need that modem sound.
Actually,
so I can just play it at moments like these.
Sam is a mouse on a mining helmet. it's Smitty the Water Mouse.
I like when Ashley doesn't know what to say on the radio, she starts gesturing with her hands.
Right.
Like everybody listening can see what she's doing.
I'm Italian, it's what we do.
We are on Twitch, so you can watch it there.
Right. I watched her Twitch a moment ago.
Now, when she says inside, it's like just inside the underwear, right?
Well, maybe she means inside, like inside your psyche. Like she said, you've been hurt before.
Like his aura. Yeah.
So swimming size aura.
Okay. You know those things at fairs that have the hole cut out for your head and you stick your head through and it's a photo op?
Yeah, why?
She analyzes people with something very similar, except the hole is lower and you put your butt through. So
your butt or a butt with underwear?
A butt with underwear. But okay. You put your butt through and she...
What's the picture, like apples? Apples.
That would be funny.
More hands,
no, a
more
giant
hands.
Clown and that's the mouth.
Right.
All right. We were going to get our butts red. So excited about it.
Yep.
And we can't get her on the phone. The world's only rumpologist, because Sylvester Stallone's mom died.
It's my worst nightmare.
Worst nightmare.
This is one of your life stressors, wasn't it?
It is.
Yep.
It's yeah. I confirmed with her yesterday. She said, okay, confirm the name, the number, the time. Okay, thanks.
Our butts were that bad, huh? Yeah, I'm not going to read those
asses. I don't
know
what's happening. My heart is beating. I'm
those
sweating.
Two asses, I'm not going to read them.
Did confirm that she got pictures of our asses?
Right. They're not in Singapore right now. And it's mean.
You sent them to her. I
no, but did you ever communicate with her during
I've
the day?
Received like, the asses.
I got the asses.
Right. I've got both
she's
of them.
On the phone?
What?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, there you are.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Sorry it took so long to connect with you.
Yeah, we haven't asked them at the cords over here.
Okay. Okay.
But thank you for coming on. Did you receive the pictures of our bums?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And you're still talking to us. That's good.
How many minutes do you think you need to read each one?
Oh, not many.
Okay. Let's start with mine. It's the black underwears.
Black and blue. I like it.
Okay. Just one second. I'll just get it up on my screen.
Wasn't there already? All night?
Okay, just one second.
I've heard that before.
Right, so with you, it's Chaz, isn't it?
Yes.
So with you, I pick up that you're very outgoing. You're very sensitive, though, and it feels like you've been worrying about something in your personal life.
Personal
or family member.
Okay. So far, you're right on the money here. So what was the first thing you said, that I'm sensitive?
Very outgoing.
I'm outgoing.
Very outgoing.
Very outgoing, very
AJ, you sound like you don't agree with that.
No, I'm saying very outgoing. You are very outgoing. I mean, it could be outgoing good, outgoing
yeah,
bad.
Well, I'm on the air, and
exactly.
I feel like I'm outgoing to everyone who calls
you're
in.
You're very
it's
outgoing.
COVID, so
you're,
I'm not outgoing you, yeah. or going out.
You're not introverted at all, no.
Outgoing and going out are different.
Exactly.
Right, okay. And she said sensitive. Bingo.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
She nailed the rest. Also, I feel with you, Chaz, you've been... You don't sleep too good. I feel sometimes, yeah. I'm not saying every night you don't sleep too well,
tired.
But sometimes you kind of mind works overtime.
Yes.
Yep, the rest is tired, yep.
Yes.
It seems like you've got a lady around you.
Call the wife?
The lady.
Yes, the wife.
Right.
Well, it just feels like she can read you like a book.
She reads
so
like a book.
I get the sense when you're kind of doing this stressful sort of look that she kind of makes you come out with your shell, because you've got a habit of going into your man cave and just thinking about everything.
I have a man cave. It's called my house.
Right.
Okay. This is an old school man cave.
Right.
Right.
It's a big man cave.
Okay.
Pretty nice man cave too.
At least I like to think that.
Yeah, but I do feel that your wife, you and your wife communicate very well.
Oh, yeah. No,
you know,
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we have
a great rapport.
A great relationship.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, she gives you a kick up the backside when you need it.
Yeah, she kicks your ass.
Absolutely.
Right, but you pay for that.
You could, but that's not reading energy. That's just looking at the bruises.
Yeah, really?
Oh, I love your laugh. You sound like Sharon Osbourne. Have you heard that before?
Oh, thank you.
It's a view.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Okay. Hold on one second, all right?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I want to finish my reading.
Yeah, finish your ass, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I want her to finish my ass.
Exactly.
And then we got to hear what's up with AJ's ass.
What's up my ass, yes.
Very, very interested in
that. Whole thing, yes.
I'm getting my butt red right now.
Yes, I noticed that.
Your what?
From a rumpologist.
Right.
And we're linked up to her stuff at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. It's Psychic Sam. And I don't know how she does it, but she's able to read your hiney.
Right. She butts in. Yeah.
And is this something you really need to see, a picture of someone's butt? Or is it that you're psychic and you thought, well, while I'm at it, why don't I get some pictures of butts?
No, it didn't work like that. How it happened, actually, I gave a radio presenter in the UK a reading about 15 years ago. And he basically was taking the mickey out of the late Jackie Stallone.
Yeah, right.
By saying we've got a rumpologist and what have you. And because he'd had a reading from me, without any sort of him not being there, I just focused on him. And everything came through within 6 weeks. And so the media got a hold of it. He called me and he said, right, you need to learn how to read bottoms quickly because I don't know anybody else. And that's how it came about. And then I kind of studied bottoms.
The world's only rumpologist died. You're in.
Right.
Go.
Right. Right.
She studied bottoms.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
It was 15 years ago, so Jackie was still alive then.
That's cool.
And basically, the way I work is the lines under the bottom mean something. The right cheek and the left cheek. The left is the past, the right is the future. And also, the energy, the shape of the bottom and the energy around the bottom.
All right, wait, now, would it be the left cheek in the picture or the actual left cheek?
The actual left cheek. When clients send me photographs, they have high-cut briefs or songs, and basically then I can read their bottom properly.
Okay, so she was reading my butt, AJ.
Yes.
So we sent the picture in underwears.
Yes, we did.
You sent the picture in underwears.
Yes, I
had to send it.
I'm sorry.
Horrible.
Sorry. Again, I'm sorry.
But she said, from my butt, she said, I'm outgoing, sensitive. There's something going on in my personal life. My mind works overtime. There's a woman in my life. She can read me like a book and kicks me in the ass when I need it.
Mm-hmm.
She nailed it.
She nailed your ass.
Which cheek did you say is the life cheek? The left or the right?
The right cheek is the future, the left is the past.
Right.
Oh, okay. What did you think of my right cheek?
Well, I didn't see your right cheek, and I can only see the shape of your bottom, which you've got a square bottom.
SpongeBob.
Basically, that means that you do tend to sort of, what's the word? You can be a bit fiery, a bit snappy, not fiery, but snappy at times.
Yeah. It's like you listen to the show.
Oh, she nailed your ass.
Especially when you're not on the mouthpiece.
Exactly right.
I think
feel snappy.
When you start listening to the show, you sound cool.
Oh,
look at that. You sound cool. You sound cool.
Well, thank you.
Where a square is.
All right, so what's... Is that me being a tight ass?
What is that?
That's SpongeBob.
He's laughing.
That's SpongeBob.
SpongeBob square ass. Boy, if we were having a monster's ball, I would go as SpongeBob Squarehouse.
Oh, seriously.
Can you still dress up?
Sam the Psychic on the show. We're linked up to her stuff. So what is my future? What does my right cheek tell you about my future?
Is this AJ?
No, just I just want it, still Chaz,
right,
and then we're going to switch.
Still on you, Chaz. Sorry.
Yep.
Well, basically, your future, it feels like you're planning take your wife away somewhere nice, a break away. I would say by the end of November, the 29th, maybe 2 nights away somewhere lovely. You know, a break away, away from all the sort of the sort of, because you're both very busy. I feel it's kind of like your relationship sometimes.
My ass is planning a vacation for me that I didn't even know about.
Check that out.
Like, I feel like my ass should tell me.
Yeah.
We're going on vacation.
Yeah.
November 29th, ready to.
Ash should be like, oh, that's
it's using the computer while you're asleep.
All right, this is very good. Any other final thoughts on my butt before we move over to AJ's butt?
I just feel that you've got to let go of the past. Sometimes you look at the past too, or you look back at the past sometimes too much.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
This you is know, very... I feel that you, I don't know whether it's your grandfather on your mum's side, but it feels like he was very close to you.
Okay.
And I get a sense that he's kind of trying to guide you.
I loved him, but he was married to a woman who did not like kids.
Oh wow.
Like furniture and plastic.
Oh.
Like, oh my God, stop moving, stop making noise. It
wax
was not
fruit.
A good time over at his
wax
house.
Wax fruit instead of real stuff. Yep, man.
Yeah,
man.
I could tell that from the second we
ribbon candy.
Walked in to the second we left, it was just a horror show. For
gotcha,
her.
Right.
All right, I want to thank you very much. I thought this would be comedy, but it was like, wow, you really...
Very informative.
For just looking at my ass in a pair of underwears.
You learned about a lot.
That was a lot of right on the money
yeah.
stuff.
Your right. ass is, yep.
Let's learn about AJ.
Yeah.
He's blue underwear.
Okay. I'm blue underwear, yes.
Superman blue.
Superman
yes.
blue,
Superman
yes.
blue.
Yes.
I've got you. So AJ,
yes.
you've got a full square bottom. In fact, I would say it's a full round bottom because when I'm looking at your... shape of your bottom, you tend to be, you are a bit, you never take life too seriously.
Wow.
When you are serious, you do actually, you know, you wouldn't say you love somebody if you didn't mean it.
Wait, what was that last one?
Yeah, I missed that one part.
You wouldn't say you love someone if you didn't mean it.
Oh, gotcha.
That's
yes,
not true.
It's true. It's very true. This is me I'm talking about here.
Okay. This is me I'm talking about here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about AJ.
Yes, sir. She's reading my ass. I'll knock it off. Don't be an asshole.
Okay, go ahead.
If the left cheek is the past and the right is the future, where's the present?
In the middle.
Exactly, AJ.
Right, yes. Bravo.
It's a dark existence.
Yes, yes. I know it's a comedy way until I got on, right?
All
of a sudden, the brave souls are talking.
Well,
hey.
She's
no,
spot
the
on.
The second one was wrong. You don't, if you, you're not honest with people. If you say you love someone, you might love someone, but if you're mad at them, you won't say that.
No, I won't. My actions will prove it.
Depends right. on how many martinis he's had.
Right.
Yeah, for example, I'm going to throw you for a second.
Okay. Sorry, Sam.
Yes.
Psychic Sam is on. She's right. reading AJ's butt.
Right. The other asses are talking. What do you have? Right.
A full round bottom.
All right. Sorry.
Okay. So basically, when I'm looking at you as well, it just feels that you are very, I don't know whether you're kind of looking to do handiwork as in, you know, a bit of DIY at home, but it feels like it takes a while to get on with it.
Handiwork, DIY stuff at home.
Oh, yeah.
It takes a while to get on with it, she said.
Right.
Oh.
Handiwork.
Yeah, like never.
Right. No, the house ain't going anywhere.
Well, the porch is.
Yes.
All right. Porch,
it's going south,
the
yes.
chimney, the refrigerator.
The chimney's
handle,
been fixed, jackass.
The garage.
Not the right. garage's been fixed, right. jackass. Do you read jackasses? There's one in here. So go ahead. Pay attention to jackass over there.
Okay, sorry.
We have a
sorry,
guess.
All right. All right, go ahead.
So as well, AJ, I feel that you've got someone around you, someone special around you too. But I just get the sense that it's taken a while to get settled in your life because I don't know whether you like traveling or whether it's the kind of, you're the free spirit, but it feels like for a while you kind of just enjoyed life, you know, plodding on kind of thing.
I have no idea what she said.
It took a while for you to settle into your life. You were
yes.
just sort of focusing on having fun for a while.
Oh. And all of a sudden
but
she
now
went
you
off.
You seem very settled.
Yes.
You seem very settled. And I would say family mean everything to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel that, have you got a pet as well, a dog?
I got a cat.
Oh, a cat, okay. Well, it must be a big cat.
Marshall's very big, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
But he had two giant cats.
Well, Marshall's pretty big, but yeah, Monkey and Bobo were bigger.
They were giants.
Yeah, they were like 17 pounders.
Maybe they're coming through. Boy, she's very good.
She's amazing.
Sam the Psychic is on. She's a rumpologist. She's reading AJ's butt right now.
The settled part, yeah, that's kind of iffy, but the big cat part so far, yes.
All right.
Okay. But I also feel that I don't know whether you're planning to sort of take up some kind of sport, or it just feels like you're planning a different, like you're on a health kick.
Oh.
He works out.
Yeah, he's on a health kick because he didn't go to the gym all during the pandemic and
during
just went
COVID,
back.
During the COVID,
yeah. That's good.
And that drove you mad because I feel that you like to be, you know, active and keeping fit.
Well, yeah, it helps.
Well, did you see his ass and say that's not in shape?
She has a full bottom.
Full round bottom.
Full round bottom. Yes.
But the thing is, you're toned, so that's fine.
Oh.
You have a toned butt. Nice.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Also, who likes riding bicycles?
What about riding bicycles?
That butt was nice, wasn't
it? Bikes. You want a bike?
Motorcycle, yes.
Ah, okay. Because I feel like I said earlier, it's like you're a free spirit. Although you've got your stability now.
Right.
And
what's wrong with my butt?
Something just went up it. Apparently a bug. Your bottom's quite twisted, isn't it? Little tweet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have a toned butt. It's full round bottom and I'm going to get a bike. Gotcha. Right.
You're a free spirit.
And AJ. I have a big cat.
And you like going to the gym.
Do you see
saying
feet?
Everything right.
Do you see feet in his butt?
Better not.
He has a foot fetish, Sam.
Sorry.
Yeah, she can't read that.
AJ has a AJ has
blah,
a foot
blah,
fetish.
Blah, blah, blah.
He has a foot fetish.
Stick to the butt.
I'm just helping her
stick
understand.
To the butt, hyena.
You see any weird fetishes or
yeah,
weirdo? What does he do on a weekend? Is he like in a basement with a ball gag or?
I don't have a basement. For all you do in a basement, that's right. Yeah, this house. Yeah, and I'm not in a basement.
With you, AJ, you just kind of at the weekend you switch off and you do just tend to, you know, you like to be out, you like to be doing things, but you do things in moderation now where before you didn't.
Yeah, drinking. I used to drink like a fish during the weekends. Now I just have like a couple.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
All that for my toned round bottom.
She's fantastic.
Right. This was very specific stuff.
Right.
This wasn't, I see someone who was in the war, you know? Or
right. They're showing
I see
me,
the letter J.
They're showing
right.
me toilet paper.
I see smoke. This is very specific, and well, you nailed both of our asses.
I've had smoke come out of there a couple of times, but yeah.
Considering AJ only spent 10 seconds taking the picture.
You don't need to really do a whole impressive. Photo shoot. You get down one shot.
I'm wow. just saying there wasn't a lot of like care put into the detail in your picture, and she was able to tell a lot from
I
it.
I know. Thank you.
I want Sam to look at my butt.
Need two pictures.
So, Sam, we'd love to have you back, and we're going to link up to your stuff on our radio station website. And do people have to send a picture of your butt, their yeah. butt, or can you do this in another way?
I can do it in the way that you sent me. You know, I mean... I am a psychic clairvoyant medium anyway, so I do the traditional stuff as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I do have clients all over the world that phone me to have readings. So, yeah.
Okay. Have
they
you
can,
ever...
If they wanted a rumpology reading, that's fine. But they can have the traditional ones as well.
I'm guessing you must get some pictures... of asses and just think, ooh, I'm not getting paid enough.
Right. She's a brave woman.
I see a pimple on your butt.
Yeah, she's a very brave woman.
I see you using Clearasil or some kind of astringent.
Okay, Sam, thank you very much for coming on. You're great.
Yeah.
You're really, really great.
You're awesome. You know your ass. I mean, stuff.
Wow.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Thanks,
that was
Sam.
Very amazing.
Amazing.
She's amazing.
Psychic Sam.
Psychic Sam.
Psychologist Sam Amos.